Welcome to Executive Peaks, Richard.
Oh, glad to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
So, Richard, do you have a morning ritual?
Do I have a morning ritual? Yes, I do. I first have to feed the cats and take care of them. That's the first priority. And then I usually stretch. I also dance in the morning. I've found that to be a wonderful way to get my body moving. And if I have time, I meditate.
What is the life mantra you live by?
The life mantra? Live with purpose.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
In the past year?
Yes.
That's a good question. The most courageous thing I've ever... I decided I wanted to learn something entirely new, and I've taken up the saxophone. And I'm learning how to play the saxophone, so I'm having a lot of fun with it. At this point in my life, I thought, I don't know, but I had a lot of fun finding the instrument, and I found a teacher, and I'm just jumping into something entirely new for me.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Follow my heart.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Probably the same. Recently with my son, who's trying to think about the next steps in his career. And he's got lots of options and opportunities and things coming his way, but that look on the surface very appealing. But I've been trying to encourage him to listen to what his heart says about each of them.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
In the past, I've listened to the mind, and it hasn't worked out so well. So it has consequences, and I go back, and I go, God, if I only listened to myself, I would have not made this decision. I understand why I made this decision, but I try to listen more clearly to that. It's that little voice that's not always very commanding.
What does success mean to you?
Well, I've never defined success in financial terms at all. And so what I look for when I think about succeeding in life, I look for doing things that are fulfilling, having an impact, a large impact with people, and being with people that I want to be with, and living a life at a pace that feels harmonious with my body and where I am in my life stage, and living lightly on the earth.
Richard, do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? I don't know. I've been trying to spend my life trying to get the talents that are there used and expressed. I think that my real talents are in the telling of stories and communicating and facilitating people's journeys with story. And so I'm always looking for ways to amplify those talents.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves. Well, I guess my largest pet peeve is when people are unthinking and accept stories on face value and don't inquire, don't ask questions, don't think more deeply.
What is your favorite part of the workday?
Well, my favorite part of the workday is when I'm working on something creative, excuse me, and whether it's writing or painting. So when I get a chance to do that, I can feel like I'm totally in the flow and absorbed.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I think it would be to fly.
If you had to pick between being the best businessman or the best creator, which one would you pick?
Whether I'd be the best businessman or the best creator?
Yes.
Is that the options? Oh, I think it would be best creator, yeah.
Do you have any comfort foods that you love?
Yeah. Well, I'm partial to baked goods that are not really the best thing for me, so I stay away from them as much as I can. But I love bready kinds of things. My grandmother used to make a wonderful thing called a yeast cake that was like soul food for me, but it was a very special item that she didn't make all the time. And the funny story we tell is my brother would often visit with her. She lived in Tampa, and we lived in Orlando, Florida at the time, and she would give him a yeast cake and say, "Now be sure to give Rick some when you get back." And then I would talk to her a couple of weeks later, and there never would be I didn't get any. So it was a running joke in the family.
Is there a favorite book you would recommend for prospective creators?
The book that influenced me early on as a writer was Writing Down the Bones. And that was 30 some years ago. I think the book is still out there. And I think it was all about really doing some automatic writing and not getting too caught up in worrying and editing while you're going. And that was influential for me a long time ago.
If there is one characteristic you recommend creators to continue developing, what would be that characteristic?
Curiosity.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Well, I've been involved with an organization called PCI Media, which is located in New York City. And they've been using the power of story for maybe close to 40 years now with a very specific kind of an application or methodology called edutainment or educational entertainment to actually impact people in all over the world. Maybe not just, and they've also worked in this country working on issues around health, environment, and social justice. And they basically create radio dramas that are very engaging, but they weave into those dramas issues that are very important in those communities, and with the focus on changing behavior and attitudes. And I've been on the board, I don't know, close to 10 years now, I think. And it's been very rewarding to be a part of that organization.
And Richard, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, I work with the power of story. I've just recently written a book called Story Intelligence, which is available. It just came out this last March. They can find me at storyintelligence.com or storywork.com. But storyintelligence.com has a bunch of resources, blogs and videos, and obviously information about where they can purchase the book. It's available on Amazon. So that's a great place to reach out to me.
Richard, thank you for enlightening us on ExecuPeaks.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.